For me, one of the sweetest pleasures of Epiphany is the chance to sing or hear Peter Cornelius's wonderful work, The Three Kings. When I first knew the piece, I assumed that Peter Cornelius was an Englishman, since English choirs sing this so often and so beautifully. But no, he was German, born in Mainz in 1824. Both his parents were actors, and at first it seemed like he was destined for the stage, but music took Cornelius in a different direction, playing the violin and composing. Still, his theatrical training and his love of literature led him to write music for voices, and his deep personal faith led him to compose music that speaks directly to the heart. The Three Kings is taken from a Christmas song cycle Cornelius composed in 1856. Cornelius himself wrote the original German text, telling of the journey of the kings from the mysterious east, in German it's sometimes called Morgenland, to the manger in Bethlehem. They're guided to the stable by the light of a star, and that's where they bow in adoration, offering incense, myrrh, and gold. And here's what I love about the piece. This sweet melody, telling the story of the kings, is accompanied by the chorale Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, a firmly resonant hymn translated How brightly shines the morning star. The chorale is an ancient one. Philip Nicolai composed it in 1597 at a time when the plague had just ravaged his town, so it seems even more relevant during our own pandemic. It's the morning star that leads the believer on, come what may. So this music operates on two levels at the same time. The story of the kings, Cornelius's soaring music and text sung by the baritone soloist, and supporting that, the steady pace of Nicolai's chorale, confirming the fulfillment of prophecy, even in the face of unbearable tragedy. Cornelius incorporates the two seamlessly, drawing the listener's attention from the story of the kings to the foundational hymn and back again. And in his text, he doesn't just leave the listener to ponder the scene of the kings at the manger. He exhorts them to faithfully keep pace with the travelers, and absent incense, myrrh, or gold, to give their heart to the Christ child. And so for me, in this music, the hope of the ages becomes real. The prophecy is linked with the here and now. And as the English version says, the kings are traveling. Travel with them.